Mr. Bond described the devastation he saw on his weekend visit to Pakistan.
This is what I saw. Village after village washed away, roads, bridges, homes destroyed, crops and livelihoods wiped out. I met many women and men with very little in the best of times, awash in a sea of suffering.
Pakistan's foreign minister, Shah Mahmood Qureshi, said the country is facing a natural calamity of unprecedented proportions.
Our commitment and resolve, notwithstanding, the scale of the challenge is colossal, far too big for any developing country to handle alone. We hope that the international community will come forward in all earnestness.
Floodwaters have devastated a fifth of the country since monsoon rains swept in at the end of July. The rains are not expected to end for another 2 weeks. The United Nations and Pakistan's government say 20 million people have been affected. They have put out a call for nearly $500 million for immediate needs, including food, drinking water, shelter, and sanitation. The United States has been at the forefront in assisting Pakistan since floodwaters began rising. On Thursday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced that Washington will increase its flood assistance by $60 million to more than $150 million.
Approximately $92 million of that total is in direct support of the UN relief plan. These funds are being used to provide critical supplies and support operations of the Pakistan National Disaster Management Authority and other organizations inside Pakistan. The United States is providing technical assistance and mobilizing military and civilian resources as well.
The European Union also announced a new contribution, saying it is boosting flood assistance to more than $180 million. Britain said it is doubling its commitment to nearly $100 million. Secretary General Bond said he is considering holding a high-level meeting on Pakistan when world leaders convene here next month for the General Assembly annual debate. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.